All right, we start the sugya of Einus Begitten. Amar Rava, Leinyan Gittin Ein Hakein. So this whole sugya comes in Derech Agav, since we mentioned in the previous sugya, a case of Chala, a person Nida, where she's an Anus, where he's an Anus, says that he can't marry her. So Bemela, the Gemara brings in Leinyan Gittin Ein Hakein. Now, without Rashi, we would have no clue what's going on here. Rashi tells us the case. So Rashi says, so Rashi brings what the Gemara says later, that now, what's the case? A man gives his wife a get, and it should be chal if he does not return in 30 days. Why would a man give such a get? Could be many reasons. Could be he wants to think it over. And if I don't return in 30 days, he wants that it should be a get. If he does return, it's not a get. And then as for laiba, so that's this whole sugya. So what would we say? Svara chitza, in the first svara. A man gives a woman a get, amanas, I don't come back in 30 days. And then she doesn't come back. He doesn't come back, but the reason he could come back is because he's nanas. Because he's nanas. So what would svara say? What would you say, alpi svara? Or what? That I miss. He didn't come in 30 days. So, Pisvara, you would say, Einainus Begitten, that's a good get. Pisvara, you would say, it's a good get. Shlomi, what are you saying there? What? Pashtus is an anus. Pashtus is an anus. So, what do you say? Einainus Begitten. Now, you said that because you saw the Gemara. I asked you what you would say in Svara. It's not what he meant. It's not what he meant. What he's saying is very important. I have to see if that's the Emes HaCheshbin. See, what the Gemara does, this is a long sugi, it's not so long, but it's almost a daf. And the Gemara right away asks, Menalei l'Ravaha. It goes through a whole spiel. That means the Gemara held that Apisvara, it's not this way. The Gemara held that Apisvara vizinainis, it's not a get. That says it's not a get if he's an itis. He knew what he was getting into. He gave a person a get. He said, unless I don't come in 30 days. So he knew that if he doesn't come in 30 days, it's a get. But our Gemara, the whole sugya, it's not a machlokes in the Gemara, it's not a machlokes in the Rishayim. Everybody seems to agree that svara chitzayna is that if a person's an itis, it shouldn't be a get. Why? What's the reason? Should be the same as Mezainis. In the case of Mezainis, should be the same thing. Without what? Why? What's the reason? What about Mezainis too? If he got sick, he was an Einis, he doesn't have to give Mezainis. Why? What's the Talmud Davar? What's the thought about it? What? Why? He's honest. You can't hold the person accountable for him. Okay, that's not what Yael was saying. Yael, were you saying the same thing before?
No.
What were you saying?
I'm saying that since he said Levasi, and he said those words, I did not come, he didn't mean it would be a minus. He said, he would say, hey, it was a minus. That's not really what I meant.
That's not what he meant. Okay, it's not the same thing you're saying, Shlomi. Is there a difference? But what he's saying, and these two ways of learning are the main discussion of many of the Achrayim, which we're going to get into, Bochanan, the Stipler, the Rishayim that they bring. They get into this discussion that there are two ways to understand Yesh Ainis begin. I'm explaining Yesh Ainis. Because the Gemara says in Svara, Yesh Ainis begin. Rabbi said, Ein Ainis, and the Gemara goes through a whole Amid. The Gemara at the bottom of the Yomit says that really Yesh Ainis, just it's a gzeira. That means the Svara is Yesh Ainis begin. Why is the svara that oinis is a good excuse? He said, if I don't come, it's a get. You didn't come, so tough luck. Why yesh oinis begin? So in this sugya, there are two ways to learn up the whole, everything that we're going to discuss over the next few days. It's totally in two ways to understand yesh oinis begin. One way to understand is oinis rachmana patre. And oinis is always a good excuse. Oinis is a good excuse for everything. A person is forced, so oinis rachmana patre. A person is treifus by oinis, so he has no oinis for that. Oinis is but you're right what you're saying. But the first side to learn is that when the Torah says oinis rachmana patre, it's not only by nevera. In oinis, if a person does something by oinis, it's not counted that he did it. Or if a person refrains from doing oinis, it doesn't count. Einstein don't count. If a person has a friend, and the friend did something, and he's upset, he's angry at him. The person tells him, he shows him that he was an oinis, he's not angry at him. Because you could learn that the taitch of an oinis means, if you're an oinis, it's command to lay of it. If something happens by oinis, doesn't count. So that's one way to learn. I think most of us, when we start learning about oinis, that the first thing pops to your mind is oinis rachmana patre. A person's not responsible for oinsin. And mainly he's off the hook because he's an oinis, and an oinis is off the hook. So he said, if I don't come in 30 days, he didn't come, he shows he's an oinis. So we all know oinis is a good excuse. Oinis means an excuse that was no pshia, not a shaygeg. We had Marcus last year. The shaygeg is when you're negligent. Oinis means you are negligent. You planned to come, you came, and the day you came, the bridge fell down. But every day the bridge was there. So it's not something that you're negligent. It's oinis. Oinis are mana patra.
Oinis is different by kedushin and kedushin.
You're saying it's the same now.
I think it's different.
No way.
But by kedushin, you're starting a life, and you start a life. So because oinis, you have to get it with oinis, and you should. I mean, I'm sorry, I'm starting off, so are we getting married? Okay, so now we're by Gittin, they're getting divorced, so the life is ending.
Let's start the other way. If it's a given, Amaskana was, I mean, this is a good excuse back to Gittin. So then your svara would be the Koshkin by Gittin. Because so Amaskana in the previous sugya was that he doesn't have to give him his eyes. It's part of his eyes. He means Inus is good in by Kedushin. So Koshkin by Gittin. Koshkin by Gittin. So this is one mahalach. Now, why not say this is such a glatta mahalach? Well, that we're not going to get to. We'll get to eventually. We'll see in the sermon. There's a second mahalach, and that is we're going to see the first mahalach. We'll see that it's Rashi Shita. The Rashi is first on Gimel Amud Aleph, but we're going to see that first mahalach we refer to as Rashi Shita, and where it is in Rashi, you'll see, and we'll get to it. The second mahalach is to say, let's say there'd be no such thing as an oinis. But I made up, I'm giving you a get, I'll das that if I don't come in 30 days, there shouldn't be a get. Now, something happened, I couldn't come because the bridge broke. My tanai is something that I said on my own. I'm the one who said the tanai, I didn't have to say it tanai. I offered a tanai. My tanai is an umdina of what I meant. There's an umdin das. We shots up. What did I mean? When I said it should be a good get if I don't come in 30 days. So it's a non-sadi. We all know that he meant if he could come and he doesn't come, so then it should be a get. We all understand what he meant. He meant that if I could come, if the bridge doesn't fall down, and I could come in 30 days and I refrain from coming, then it should be a good get. It's an anansadi what his intention was. When it's an anansadi what a person meant, and it's for sure that way, anansadi means it's like Aedis. It's as if he said, in 30 days, if I don't come because I choose not to come, then it should be a good get. It's as if he said those words. If I refrain from coming in 30 days, by my own free will, I won't have a choice if this should be a get. So if he said it that way, so then we say, yesh oinis begin. In other words, let me ask you a question. What would be If a man gives a woman a get, and he says, if it rains tomorrow, I want it to be a good get. Could you give a get that way? You can make anything you want. So he gives a woman a get. If it rains tomorrow, it should be a good get. The next day it rains. Is it a good get? Huh? He's an einus. He's an einus. Maybe in that morning he didn't want it to be a good get. And he was hoping it doesn't rain. And then it rained. He's an einus. What? What do you mean? The morning he got up and he went to Bezi, he says, you know, I really don't want this to be a get. And Bezi says, you have to wait for Alois HaShachar, it'll be raining. He stands outside and he prays it doesn't rain. It's raining. It's
by definition, that's not out of his control.
It's true. Over there, we're not going to say yes, Shainus Begitten. Of course, if he made a Tanai of something that's out of his control, so of course that Tanai is Chal. Because the point of Einus in our sugya is that he wanted to leave it in his control. He said, if I come within 30 days, so he meant to leave it in his control. If something out of his control happens, he didn't mean that. It's an ansadi. When he said, if I come back in 30 days, we know what he meant. Just like if a person says, if it rains tomorrow, it shouldn't be a get. So we understand, it doesn't matter if he's an einus. There's no sugya of yesh einus begin, ain einus begin. If it rains tomorrow, of course, you know, what's it to talk about? What's it to talk about? Nothing to talk about. It's for sure. No? I'm asking.
Can you make a tanai with Davish Lebo?
So?
At the time he's making the tanai.
No, that's not Davish Lebo. There's nothing wrong with that tanai. All to know about that. All to know about based on what will happen tomorrow. That's not a fasad. But the point I'm making with this is to show you that a tanai depends on his das. We shuts up his das when he says if it rains tomorrow. Of course, it's out of his power, but that's understood it's out of his power. That was his tanai. So the tanai counts. If he does vakeret, if he says in light bossing the kavod shloshim yayim, so we understand he means that he is putting it in his power. He's making this tanai, that it should be by kayach. So if something happens out of his kayach, so that's not what he meant. So you can learn yeshayin is begit in two ways. The problem is each way sounds good, right? I don't think we have any cautious. But they're both true, right?
Firstly, that ois is only
the first way.
Yeah,
it's not a question of fault. You're asking good. On the first way, Einis Rahmana Patre, Pat is you from a punishment. But here's not a punishment, it's not an Einish. It's not an Einish here. So we're really jumping ahead of ourselves, but we're going to see that that's Taka with the two ways of Torah, and how you learn Einis Rahmana Patre. Okay, we're going to get to that. What I want for now is to understand the two Mahalchim in the Sugya. We'll get into it in the bigger Arichus on Sunday, Mitzvah Hashem. The Stipler in Simin Aleph talks about this, mainly Ois Beis. I believe he calls this Shita the Ra'ah. The Ra'ah's Shita, brought down in the Shita Mukhavetzes. The Shita's HaRa'ah. And these are just two ways to understand Hashib Shad and Yesh Einis Begit. And Yesh Einis. Now don't get confused, that's why you have to know the Gemara. Rava says, Ein Einis Begit. But the Gemara right away says, "Minalei the Rava ha, but the Svaras Fakert." And the Gemara ends up the Svaras Fakert. Rava just made Exeru. So that means that the Svara is Yeshayinus begin. Why? So we have two Mahalchim. Now we're going to put these two Mahalchim aside. We're going to come back to it. But these are the two Mahalchim that, and really without it, it's hard to learn a lot of the Mefarshim and the Sugya because you have to know this the Aleph Beis, so to speak. Of Yeshayinus begin these two Mahalchim. If you don't have it clear, that you get a clarkite of these two Mahalchim. Now, let's just do the first piece of Gemara and we'll get back into it. Ilay memahadetina harizekitechem loy basi mekanda shnayim asachaydish umeis v'sech shnayim asachaydish ein aget meis who ein aget if he dies it's not a get hachala harizeget so we see. If he gets sick and he can't come, it is a good get. So we see, ain't this begin? that einis is not a good excuse. So the Gemara wants to say a makar fahiyah from Rava. It still doesn't say a svara, but at least it has a makar. Where it says no. Really, who adin chala is not a get. Vigufa kamash malan, the ain't get la achamisa. It's coming to tell you a different chiddush. That really yeshain is begin. And chala is the same din as mace. Why is a chapa on mace? So it wants to tell you two chiddush. First of all, yeshain is begin. And second of all, ain't get la achamisa. The chapsam mihi meis, like Tosis explains, the chapsam in this case dafka to tell you that there are two chiddush. One chiddush of yesh get, of yesh ainis begin, and one chiddush of get and get lachemis. Now, this case, just the case, how is a kitach and vasi mekan shnayim asa chaydesh umes? So we're saying, who adin chala? The Ktzais in Simen Nun Hei, Sivkat Na'alef, brings this down as a Teyufta, as a Raya, and a Machlaikis Rishayim. There's a Machlaikis Rishayim in the following case. It's in Hilchis Nedarim, Machlaikis Rishayim. Simereish Lamed Beis in Yeridaya. There's a Machlaikis about a person who makes a Neder. And he says that he's going to do something, whatever it is, within a year. Gets up, he makes a neder that he's going to finish a masechta within a year, or he's going to fix something in the house within a year. He's going to do whatever it is. Something he wants to do. So he swears he's going to do it within a year. So he makes the neder on whatever it is. Today, Chav Beis, Chav Alefel, or whatever today is. To figure out before the Ksuba tonight, what today is. But let's say he makes the neder on Chafel. Within a year, I'm going to do such and such. So till when does he have? Until next year, till the end of Yutes El. Next year, on Yutes El, he becomes an Ainus. Chala, he becomes sick, or something happens to him. Is that considered that he was over on his neder? Or is it considered that he's not over on his neder? So, the Ran Shita is that he's an Ainus. He's an Ainus. He gave himself a year. And the last day of the year, he's Ainus. That's called, in the Yeshivish language, Ainus B'yay Machrein. Tzais refers to it as Ainus B'yay Machrein. He's an Ainus on his last day. So, he's an Ainus. So the Ran holds that that's called an Ainus. The Sefer HaAgudah disagrees. The Sefer HaAgudah says, no, Ainus B'yayim Achrin, that's not an Ainus. He gave himself a year to do it. It doesn't take a year to do it. If something he says he's going to do within the year, he should have done it, he had to wait till Yutes El. He should have done it Yud El, or he should have done it in Cheshvin, he should have done it in Kislev. If you have a year to do something, it doesn't take a year to do it. If you had a year to do it, and you left it for the last day, that you can't tie an Ainus on the last day. You should have done it earlier. So the Aguda holds that Ainus B'yayim Achrayim is not an Ainus. It's Lav Shmei Ainus.
He gave himself a year.
What?
He gave himself a year. The reason he gave himself a year is because he knows he can do it all
the way. You generally do things that way.
No, if he had success, otherwise why did he give himself a year? He could have said
it's a good time. So where's that good hold?
So come amazing for us.
It's a good tie then. What's the cutoff point? Well, it's good. What happens if he's sick for 11 and a half months? That's what you're asking. But how long, the thing he's doing, how long does it take him to do? Let's say, just for argument's sake, it takes 5 minutes to do it. Okay? He promised to do something, it takes him 5 minutes to do. And he said he gives himself a year. So what's the cutoff point according to that Google? When should he have done it? It's a good question. We'll have to see how it plays out with the way that Achrayim explained. But Lamaisa, these are two sheet. This in the yard in your day? Yeah. We don't give him one more day because Lamaisa, he wasn't over on his neder. If it was dinei mominis, if you promise someone you'll paint his house within 5 days, and then the fifth day there's a storm, so we'll give you one more day. And dinei mominis, you'd be right. But in dinei neder, either he was over his neder or he wasn't. He said, I'll do it by chafel. Either he did it by chafel, or he didn't do it, and he's over, or he didn't do it, and he's an oinus. He's off the hook. He never made a neder that if he's an oinus, he'll do it within the next day. So dinei mominis, you'd be right, but not in. So this rule of Einis B'yei Ma'achrayim, which is a machlaikis, the Ran and the Ra'ah, sometimes called by a different phrase, which I think we had once before, not this year obviously, Tchilasi B'pshiyah V'Seifa B'Einis. Okay, Tchilasi B'pshiyah V'Seifa B'Einis, it's the same concept. That means he was a pshiyah the first 11 and a half months, and then at the end he was an Einis.
Why is it
pshiyah? So what?
Why is it
So the Aguda seems to hold that in here what the Aguda holds. He holds that you don't leave things for the last minute. If you leave things for the last minute, you do it at your own risk. That's what seems to hold. What? It's good. Well, it's a Magen Avraham's cash. If we have time today, I'll get it. Frektik Tzais from our Gemara. Tzais is Matmiya on the Aguda. He says it's Beferish and Asugya. Hari is a gita from my bossy mekanva at shnayim esachaydish. Mishnayim masachaydish. So who added chala? What does chala mean? It means he was sick all 12 months. Does it mean he was sick all 12 months? Doesn't seem that way. It says meis. Who added chala? Does meis mean he was dead all 12 months? No. Meis means even if he died at the end of the 12 months. So if so, chala should mean the same thing. Chala should mean he got sick at the end of the 12 months, the last day. Our Gemara says, Yesh Einis Begitten, right? That's the Maskana. Yesh Einis Begitten, that Meis Huadin Chala, that if he's sick, the last day, he has a Taina of Einis. That is the Ran Shita. That's the Ran Shita. That's not, that's a to you, that's a Mamish, not. It's the same case as the Aguda. He left himself time. He got sick the last day. So the concise Taka says, I mean, this is a Makana. He says, that good is Shver, and the Iker is not like him, the Iker is like the Ran, and finished. It doesn't, I mentioned to you in previous years, the concise and the Nesivis, the major difference between them is that the concise, if he has a Kasha on a Rishon, he says the Rishon's wrong. And the Nesivis always tries to answer up the Shittas HaRishon. The concise here, he says, that good is wrong, it's a Gemara that's Shver. How did that good to learn the Gemara? I don't know. The black stream. So we're going to discuss a number of ways that the Achrayim attempt to answer this kasha. And there are three Mahalchim, all of which are important. The Nesivis, which is also Siman Nun Hei, Sekat Na'alef, Rav Chaim, in the Grach al Hashas. It's not in all prints of the Grach al Hashas. I made photostats this morning. There's still a few at my shtender, those of you who want to get it. And there's some cipher here on the sugya. There are three basic mehalchim and how to see, how did Aguda learn up this sugya? That's what we're going to talk about. But before that, I just want to add my own two cents. You know, I don't mean to go ahead and see this, the Grach and the I just was wondering when I learned this, why did the Tzais wait till Daf Beis Amid Beis and Ksubis to bring a Raya? Why didn't he bring a Raya from Beis Amid Aleph? What happened in Beis Amid Aleph? A man tells a woman, hurry up, Makudeshesli, and we'll get married within 12 months. Same thing. He gets sick the last day of the 12 months, he's off the hook. She's pierced the nida the last day of the 12 months, he's off the hook. Why doesn't she tell him, look, you should have done it earlier. You left it for the last minute. You know, you're a shlamazli. You shouldn't leave things for the last minute. You should have done it earlier. You should have married earlier. He waits for the last minute. He does it at his own risk. What? Rabbanit said you could wait 12 months. He should. So same thing. The Gittin, he said, I'm giving myself 12 months to come. Right? It's Gittin, I give myself 12 months. Now what?
All
right, but he has a right. He has a right to say, "I'm giving myself 12 months." But what are we saying? Why did you wait? Like the Aguda, why did you wait for the last day to 12 months? You should have done it earlier. So he says, "What do you mean? I gave myself 12 months. Why couldn't you do it earlier?" No, but he's allowed to do it within 12 months. He doesn't have to. Yeah, sure, we do it right away. Condition is soon. He just gets as long as 12 months. That's the maximum. Right? He can do it earlier. So why did they bring a life from the past? What? In which case? That's the pshat that it takes the whole 12 months to prepare. The Gemara seems to say it takes 3 days. The Gemara seems to say you could do it in less than 3 days, but Shaktu Chacham, about the correspondence you saw, you get 3 days. Her clothing, her things. A year? Even in New York in the 21st century, it doesn't take a year. So they didn't make such fancy chasnas, and they didn't. Well, you think so? That's the pshat. Maybe that's the pshat. The 12 months. It's not mashman always to. It's mashman. Chazal said the maximum is 12 months. That was like pushing it. You want to wait. The maximum is 12 months. It didn't sound like. And a man knows the 12 months ends up on Sunday, not on Wednesday. So come Sunday, he says I'm an anus. So we should tell him, why didn't you get married the Wednesday before? You couldn't prepare 4 days, 5 days less. 4 days less, you couldn't do it. He says, I'm an anus. If she's not ready, he's potter even at the end of 12 months. But don't wish she was ready. When she was ready, he's off the hook. Why doesn't she say, you knew it was coming Sunday, why don't you get married Wednesday?
That whole acceptable period of time that was 12 months.
But it's not the pshat that everyone did 12 months. The part is that Chazal gave you a maximum of 12 months to get married. That was like the maximum. That wasn't the norm. It wasn't the. Person who got married less than that, right? Nicely. You see, in a case where she's not ready, I have no question. I have no problem. My problem is when she is ready. So you're telling me, maybe Taka, she was ready a week earlier, maybe Taka is Chayiv, according to Raguda. Maybe Gemara is only talking a case where she wasn't ready until the end of 12 months. Maybe. It doesn't sound like that's the fact, but maybe. I'm just coming to be Meir. I don't know why Sais brings Naraya from here. He could have brought it from there. Okay. Alright, so put aside what I'm saying. The Nesivis comes along and he says a pshat in the Agud. Now, if you want to look up the Nesivis, you have to start from the second half of it. The first half of the Ketzais, the first half of the Nesivis go into a different case, a case about the Arichayma, which we may or may not get to. We'll probably have to get to eventually. But the Nesivis in the second half, where he goes on Aksugya, so he says a teretz to be mechalik between the case of the Aguda and the case of our Sugya. And what he says, basically, he says the following. In the Aguda's case, when a person makes a neder, and at the end of 12 months, he says, I'm going to do something within 12 months. At the end of 12 months, he comes in, and he gets sick. He couldn't do it. Why is he timing his potter? Why is he timing his potter? So we can learn two ways. The same two ways I mentioned to you in the beginning of Shiur today. He has two types of patur. Either he could tine, I'm an oinus, oinus rachana patre, and therefore I'm off the hook. Or yikataina, adaita dahachi, there's an undana that I didn't mean, my neder, I didn't do it, adaita dahachi, I didn't do it on the das, I'll get sick. Right? Just like by this begin, you can learn two ways. By nedarim, you can also learn two ways. Either you could say, I'm an onus, I want to be off the hook. Or you could say, I didn't make my neder on this das. Sakhtin nesivis, by Nidorim, if you want to have the second time, you want to say, Adaita Dahachi, I didn't make the Neder, what do you have to do? There's a parsha of Hataras Nidorim. By Nidorim, you can't say, an Umdina, I didn't mean it. If you want to say an umdana, I didn't mean it, the Torah says you have to go to a chacham, to a bezdin, and then matan eder. You can't just say I didn't mean it by nedarim. Nedarim goes according to what you said. If you want to say I didn't mean it, there's an umdana, you go to a chacham and he'll be matan eder for you. Because a man, you're not matir neder, you don't have that p'tor. All you have is the first p'tor. The p'tor of Aynis Rahman Apatre. That's your only p'tor. Aynis Rahman Apatre. What?
Be matir afterwards?
Yeah, you could be matir. You could always be matir neder afterwards, yes. Yeah. As long as he's not matir neder, that means he's coming with a taina of Aynis. The Aguda says, if you come with a taina of Aynis, it's not a taina. You should have done it in the middle of the Zman. When you're coming with just the taina of Aynis, that's all you have. The Aguda says, that's not a taina. Aynis, you can't taina Aynis the last day. You can't leave things for the last minute and taina Aynis. That's the sheet of the Aguda. The Ketzais says, what about Agimara? Aynis begin. In Agimara, like the Aguda, he also can't taina Aynis. Zakta Nesivis, in Achinami. In our Gemara, you can't taina Aynis. But the Aguda is going to learn that why in our Gemara do we say Yesh Aynis Begitten? Because of the reason of Adaita Dahachi, I didn't make the Tanai, because of the second reason. In our Gemara, you have both reasons. You have a taina of Aynis, and you have a taina of Umdana. So in our Gemara, why are you off the hook? Because there's an umdana that I died to the hachi. You didn't make the tanai originally. And by tanoim, there's no din of hataras nedarim. By tanai, if we have an umdana, you didn't mean it. You're off the hook. So the nesivus learns our sugya. Of the two ways we learn within the beginning, nesivus learns, at least he knows the aguda learned our sugya. Our sugya means why is he potter like the aguda? Why Yesh Aynis Begitten? Why is it not a get? Because Adaita Dahachi, I didn't make it tonight. Adaita Dahachi, I didn't make it tonight. So he's off the hook. Aye, the Aguda comes and says, you should have done it earlier. He says, what do you mean I should have done it earlier? I'm not tining Aynis. I'm tining that my das was that I'm allowed to leave it for the last minute. I made it tonight. I gave myself 12 months. I beferish gave myself till the last minute. I said I get 12 months to come. My das wasn't that if the last minute the bridge falls down that I'm stuck. That wasn't my das. We understand. Anybody makes such a neder, that's not their das. So zokt in the sivis. If you learn our sugya the second way, if you learn our sugya that I died to the hachi, I didn't make it tonight, then that good is very good. Then that good is good. Then, in our Gemara, he has the taina of Adaita Dahachi, I didn't do it. So Aynis is a good taina. And Nedarim is different. Because Nedarim, he doesn't have the taina of Adaita Dahachi. That would require Ataras Nedarim. So therefore, the two cases are not comparable, and therefore the Ketzais' kasha falls off. What we're saying, in the Havana of the Machlaikis Ketzais Nesivis, the Ketzais holds our sugya shver. Mistama, he learned our Gemara like Shitas Rashi. That our Gemara is talking about Aynis. If it's talking about Aynis, so it's shver and aguda. Compare it to Nedarim. And in Mela, it's a good kasha. What's the difference between here and Nedarim? Then the Sivis is learning our sugya the second way. That in our sugya, why are you off the hook? Why Yesh Aynis? Why do you have a taina of Aynis? Because Adaita Dahachi, I never made a neder. Adaita Dahachi, I never made a neder. If that's your taina, that Adaita Dahachi, I never made a neder, so then you can't compare it to Nedarim. Because by Nedarim, that's not an excuse. If you say Adaita Dahachi, I never made a neder, you're not potter. You have to go get a Taras Nedarim in Achinami. That good is night, you can go get a Taras Nedarim. Every night they can be made a neder. The good is just saying you don't have a taina of Aynis, which is not the case of Asukya. So this is the Nesivis's chilek between our sugya and the Aguda's case. And it's Hashem, when we get back to this, you'll have to have klar. If you don't have klar, the two ways of learning the sugya, which are complicated, I'm asking is complicated. If you don't have a klar kite, you're not going to make it on Sunday or Monday, for that matter. Because these two ways of learning the sugya, complicated though it may be, are what the sugya is telling you. Once you have a handle on it, everything else will go more easily. So Sunday will turn to Rav Chaim. Tomorrow is Erev Shabbos again. I really expect everybody to be here. Last Friday, I think there were five people who missed. Five, maybe there was another one that I missed. So I want to ask Mechila, because those who missed, I went over to. So I have to ask Mechila from those who I didn't go over to. Those I went over to, I have to ask Mechila. If I didn't go over to you, it's not because I'm upset at you or anything. It's mystery. So I really, I expect it should be Friday, should be like every day of the week. And 6-day work week. Okay?